WildTalkRadio.com.
Intro. The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hi everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer. And you're tuned in to the, what was it?
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
No way!
Yes way!
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Excellent!
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
How's it going, Royal Ugly Dude?
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
As we told ourselves to listen to this guy.
Heartbreak Mike.
Greetings, my excellent friends.
The Omega.
Everybody get together, remember who your buddy is.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
All right, lock him up with the rest of those wackos.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
It's the best there is, and I know because so am I.
Austin Aries. This is a Stampede Kid, TJ Wilson, and I advise you to listen to WTR Sunday Night.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Listen to this.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Back.
WTR Sunday Night.
Let's go talk to ourselves.
All right. Time for me to go.
You make a Bill and Ted intro, you have one job, and then you do not give me a George Carlin quote during the intro. Not happy. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. So, funny thing, I thought it was a rather quiet news week for pro wrestling.
It was.
And then I woke up today, and suddenly something happened.
Triple H movement in India. Oh, yeah.
No.
Doesn't count.
No.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
It's a thing that happened.
No. Triple H burying somebody for old time's sake. That's something that happened.
Doesn't happen often.
There was a shovel in India that night.
So, let's continue. I am the Omega, the be-all and all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
What's up, guys? A lot of stuff have happened in the last 24 hours. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, and it's been interesting.
Oh, my God.
Looking at our run sheet, apparently there's things I forgot about this week. It's been a weird week here. So, Let us proceed. And, of course, leading the way, the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the WTR's Sunday on the Night Times.
If you're going to say edition, you have to say edition.
Oh, did I not miss edition?
Just stop.
With your addiction, you have to go edition.
No. He's not broken. He's trying to be French-Canadian.
I know, but I'm trying to break him, not actually have him do French-Canadian.
Oh, no. You want French-Canadian? Oh, good evening, everybody.
I didn't say I wanted it.
Here it comes anyway. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night. We are going to be talking to Putin and how Trudeau is the greatest president in the world, even though he's prime minister of Canada.
Did you get, like, the return receipt so I can send it back?
See what that was? That was French-Canadien, eh? And this is French-Canadien, which is not the same as speaking with the French accent from Paris. There is a difference. Oui? Vive la différence. Merci beaucoup.
Long before Matt Hardy had a condition, Tim had one.
So at least one person picked up on part of what I was doing.
Oh, I picked it up. I just
dropped it again. You dropped it like it was hot. I get it.
Really?
It wasn't hot.
Drop it like it's hot reference.
Really? Time of year, nothing is hot.
Yeah, well, that depends on whether or not you live in Western Canada. We're suffering from a heat wave. It's been in the mid-60s all weekend here. It's awesome.
I feel like I've done this conversation before.
Heat wave of mid-60s.
In the middle of December, just outside of the Rocky Mountains in land we call the foothills, practically almost a mile high. Calgary in elevation is almost the same as Denver, Colorado. Mid-60s Fahrenheit in this part of the world in December is a bit of a heat wave.
And then 3 minutes, sports.
One team won and the other team lost. Now back to you at the table.
Coming up later, Mike will have traffic on the 8s.
Mike.
That's right, everybody. And speaking of traffic, you might want to avoid Gainesville, Florida. It's a lot of traffic there.
Especially on the roads, I'm going to assume.
Absolutely.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
And now with your horoscope, Omega.
I'm doing horoscope?
I don't know. I just kind of sort of blanked out. What the fuck do they talk about on newscasts?
Okay. You got weather. You got sports.
And traffic. Okay. With lifestyle and entertainment, here's TJ Omega.
Yeah, back after a 2-week hiatus, one of them was for one reason and the other one was for another reason. We're back, and oddly enough, we've only got one more webcast after tonight for 2017, guys. Yeah, next Sunday night, we'll be doing our pay-per-view review of Clash of Champions, the final SmackDown pay-per-view special events offering of 2017 on the WWE Network. If you don't have it, subscribe now.
It's a premonition.
Premonition?
Premonition. Yes.
Yeah, that's all good and everything else like that, but whatever, dudes. Before we dive into it, guys, gonna start doing something here, and this is the first time we're gonna just keep doing this up. It's time for Trivial Tim. I guess that's what we're calling it now, Rock?
I just remembered that you had a trivia handle, and that's what it was called.
It's actually not trivia, but it was trivial.
I know. Trivial. I know what it was. But
That Twitter account still exists. It just hasn't been tweeted on in like 2 years.
Only two?
Yeah. Something like that. The other one had tweeted every 2 minutes.
Twitter.com/trivial. Anyway, continue on.
Anyway, yeah. So basically, just at the beginning of every webcast, going to throw a little bit of trivia at you guys. This is pretty much for the listeners. The people that are actually doing the webcast will probably know the answers to most of them. This trivia will stick to professional wrestling. We're going to ask you what you think the answer is, and then tell you when we come back from our first break what the answer is. The first one. It has to deal with Kurt Angle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. Now, Omega, do you love it when the crowd sings "You Suck" whenever Kurt Angle's music is played and he comes out?
Yeah, it's kind of tradition at this point.
Pretty much. What do you think about it, Mike? It's there. You're used to it. It's like whatever, right?
I'm used to it. That's the problem. I'm used to it.
There you go. Now, do you guys know how that all got started?
We're only looking for yes or no answers on this one.
Just a yes or a no. Don't tell me how I got started. Just tell me if you know.
Yes.
Okay. So does this mean you know who was responsible?
Yes or no answers only.
Yes.
God, I'll be honest. It's been a long time. I can't quite remember.
So that's a good thing. Because now you can ponder it for the next segment. We'll give you the answer after the first break.
Absolutely. And I'm kind of looking forward to finding out what people's reaction are to the answer to this trivia question. I was actually looking for animated GIFs to post on my Twitter account during the Calgary Flames hockey game last night and came across this, and I thought, hey, that's a great trivia question. And that's how this whole thing got born.
Yay.
Just because I do hockey and football as well as professional wrestling on my Twitter account. So if you're not following me, follow me at Flames Forums.
I was going to say, what's your trivia Twitter account?
Too late. I'm not doing the trivia Twitter account. This is the my actual one that I use account.
And it was 2015 since the last time you tweeted on there.
I told you it was 2 years. You just had to Google it, didn't you? What was the last tweet?
You retweeted the Daniel Bryan book giveaway.
Oh, okay. Well, that was nice of me. Oh, my God. We gave away Daniel Bryan's book 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And last night I gave away Pez.
It's not a toy.
It's totally a toy. And we crowned
totally not a toy. Everybody else is wrong.
No, you are wrong. And that's
no, No. Omega, is it a toy?
No.
See, Omega and I are the only two right ones. Mike, is it a toy?
I am not going to dignify that with an answer.
Okay, Omega and I are right. The three of us are right. Everybody else is wrong.
Or it's the opposite. Whatever you want.
There you go.
Hey, Josh won that book.
Yeah, congratulations, Josh. You were the one that won that book. Didn't you win something else from us at some point in time?
Probably.
Aside from that book? I think he might have.
I think he won some sort of autograph. I remember sending him an autograph of some sort.
Did you send him an autograph picture of you?
No. I think it was maybe Rob Van Dam or Kurt Angle.
Oh, okay. Well, you can send him an autographed picture of your nephew there.
I could.
But that might get into the world of creepy.
Yes, Tim, that would. RVD and Kurt. Same.
Yeah, he's okay. There you go. You got RVD. Two posters, which is pretty cool. Congratulations. This is one of the reasons why you want to listen to WTR Sunday night. You never know when we're going to give you a chance to win the prize.
Exactly, which is why we gave away Pez last night on CB Radio.
It's a really nice candy, then. It comes in a dispenser.
Thanks to the fine folks over at Pez for providing the prize.
They actually legitimate. How did you wind up swinging that anyway?
I'm awesome.
No, I thought Rich Swann was awesome.
Well.
Really?
Well. Yeah, not so much anymore, especially after the news that broke today, Omega. I'm not laughing at the news because this is not funny. But he's being held without bail after getting arrested. He's been charged with battery and false imprisonment, according to the cops in Florida. Okay. Former WWE Cruiserweight champion got arrested on Saturday for a domestic situation, which has caused him to be indefinitely suspended by the WWE.
When you read the police report, it is very damning.
The police report, you sent me a link to that. I don't know if you saw it, Mike Omega, but I had a chance to read it right before we went live.
Yeah,
so
I saw the police.
It's very damning for Rich Swann. It's the best way to put it.
Well, here it is. He's married. He's been with his wife for like 5 years, but they've only been married for what, like 9 months?
Correct.
And apparently when wrestlers get into arguments with each other, when they're cohabitating and stuff like that, they actually use wrestling moves on each other?
Wouldn't go that far, but yeah.
Because this is what Rich Swann did to, what does she call herself? Sue Young. Her real name is Venara Riggs. He reportedly put her in a headlock and dragged her back into their car after she got out. Because she was fearing potential violence. Now, I say alleged, but apparently there were at least two witnesses to this. Something like that. Anyway, Mike, WWE, indefinite suspension before the guy goes to court, and gets put on trial, and is found either innocent or guilty. The right move?
It is, and it's kind of hurting me because I know Swann personally because he's from here and I've seen him train out in the Pain Factory up in Baltimore. So it's kind of like, it kind of hurts because it's like, if you knew his backstory, it's not him, but something must have happened. Like, I saw the whole entire police report, signatures and all, like the legit written report of all the allegations, everything else. And I'm just like, yeah. Next thing you know, WWE's like, oh, we don't condone domestic violence and we will be suspended indefinitely. But then I'm just like, okay, that's the right thing, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Omega, if there weren't a minimum two witnesses, would this suspension have gone through or would it be a case of you got to prove it first?
In the case of the suspension, WWE has made it clear that it's a zero tolerance policy. We've had incidents in the past where it is only the victim who has made the accusation. Things that have happened in either a hotel room or a private home or domicile. We've had those situations happen where, the performer in question was taken in for domestic abuse, and got a suspension. It is not so much just like a innocent until proven guilty thing as it is, we have to look good, and we can't actually have people, we can't keep people on the roster with that kind of accusation. So we're just, we're going to give you the time off until, something blows over, charges are dropped or whatever. Until then, we have to be very stern. We have to make it look like we're not harboring or supporting someone who's being accused of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially in today's climate socially. It's as much as trying to avoid backlash as it is doing the right thing anymore, isn't it?
It unfortunately is, and I wish I didn't have to view it in that way. I wish it could just be, okay, this someone fucked up. And this is the appropriate response. I wish there wasn't something in the back of my head going, they're just trying to save face. You know that, right?
They're covering their ass in this case, basically. I can relate to what you're saying because I kind of agree with you. Mike, I think you're on board on this, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, I kind of figured. Okay, so he's found guilty and convicted and handed some kind of whatever sentence that he's handed. Is he fired or does the suspension remain for a certain length of time?
I mean, his career is kind of we'll see. Only time will tell.
Yeah, this is going to be a rough one. I mean, if he's found guilty, yeah, it's probably the end of his career. Like his best hope right now is that charges are dropped and not a huge thing is made of it, but this is a rough one. This was in public. This had witnesses. This is really bad for Swan.
Help educate a Canadian here on American law. In a situation like this, is she required to press charges, or is this like an automatic thing? Because I know there are two different things that can happen. You can be charged if somebody presses charges, or if they don't press charges, it's dropped. Or whether the victim presses charges or not, you're still in trouble. Which one is this? Do you guys know?
I mean, potentially it could be the witnesses who called in the crime in the first place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In which case, which might explain why the arrest happened, took till after midnight to actually happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To look up the license plate and actually figure out who it was and where they are. It could have been that, which would have been just a general arrest. She could have called the cops on him. I mean, there's situations between either being the victim of a crime or witnessing the crime, but in either case, and for something like domestic abuse, she would have to confirm that this happened in order to actually take him in.
So she can say, yeah, you know what, guys, let it go. And then they'll drop the charges.
Now, it's a personal assault on her. So that if she relents to that, then technically there's no crime to arrest him for.
Okay, that's fair enough. Maybe this happens, I don't know. If this happens, you keep him on suspension and bring him back a little bit quicker. If she like says, yeah, you let it go.
We'll see.
That was basically my question to you guys.
And that's the only answer I can give. Is like the best he can hope for is that she decides to drop the charges, which
Yeah, fair enough. But not to take a shot at the entire cruiserweight division, but didn't his career kind of dead end when he joined the cruiserweights?
Didn't everybody's?
No. When he joined the main roster, there's a difference.
Kind of, yeah. No, that was kind of the point that I was getting to. So, anyway, I hope that this gets resolved and justice is served the way it should be served. And if the guy has problems, I hope he seeks help. Because, domestic violence is it's a really shitty thing. And, generally only happens, one of two ways. You're provoked to the point where you can't stop yourself, or you have anger management issues. And if he's got issues, go talk to somebody. That's just the way I see it. Apparently, Anthem Wrestling Exhibitions, which is a subsidiary of Anthem Sports Entertainment, basically the parent company for Impact Wrestling, have announced that Don Callis and Scott D'Amore have joined the company as executive vice presidents. Now, for those of you who don't know who Don Callis is, he was Cyrus the Virus. You got to remember Cyrus if you don't remember Don Callis. Yeah, originally from Winnipeg. And, I tell you, one of the greater sleazeball managers on the planet, who was also a wrestler. And of course, Scott D'Amore. Well, that name should ring a bell for a lot of people. Hey, Omega.
Yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah. The Mike.
You said Scott LaBelle?
Scott D'Amore.
Oh. Yeah.
Formerly with WWE.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Basically, they're going to wind up forming a 3-member executive committee with, I guess, Ed Nordholm. Overall responsibility will be for developing the creative direction for the company, managing the execution of the business plan. Can you think of anybody available? Now, they have to be available. Who might be any better than Don Callis, Omega? Along with Scott D'Amore.
On sheer availability, probably not. See, I will admit my knowledge of bookers fails me.
Okay, fair enough.
Offhand, no one comes to mind.
Okay, let me just shoot this across to you. Scott D'Amore has all of those years of WWE experience, and he has learned from the masters, plural, with WWE, starting with Vince and working his way down to all the other greats that they have had there. So he's got that backing him. Let me tell you about Don Callis. I know Don Callis. Again, he originally from Winnipeg. I've actually worked a few shows with Don Callis when Razor Rick Titan and Bad News Allen were running the wrestling promotion here in Calgary. He was a regular. Really nice guy. And then when he turned on the character, it was just absolutely unbelievable. He's got some incredible insights and incredible ideas. And I think if they're going to keep the name Impact, which I still think is tarnished from everything that's happened over the last 5 years. Thanks, Dixie Carter. Don Callis teamed up with Scott D'Amore. I couldn't tell you very much about Ed Nordholm. But Don Callis and Scott D'Amore, if Impact is to have a chance, these are two guys that are going to bring it back from the abyss. And at least, you know, even if it is just the tiniest little blip, they're going to put it on the radar map. That's my thinking. Can they save it? Maybe. Based on what I've told you about them. I don't know what you guys think. I don't know if that's, you know, brought any light to the matter at all.
We just got to see what happens because, you know, there's been a previous history of, you know, people trying to take over the company, but it's like most of them kind of flopped. So I guess fingers crossed.
True.
12 times the charm.
There you go. But at the same time, Omega, how many of these people trying to take over the company have had the wrestling background and the wrestling smarts that these two have had?
Well, you had Jeff Jarrett try to retake it and fail a couple times.
There's definitely a, he's got excuses.
He's got excuses. I don't know. Like, we've had, yeah, like a lot of people try to come in and be the one to save Impact Wrestling in whatever name you want to give it that month. You're right that not a lot have had that kind of wrestling clout. A lot of them are companies that thought, oh, well, WWE makes boatloads of cash. Let's get this on the cheap and see if we can't make another WWE. And then they find out everything they got into with that, and that goes away.
Or a alternative rock and roll singer who thought he knew the business because he started a little tiny indie promotion of his own.
Okay, look. I was undefeated, absolutely undefeated as a professional wrestling champion in SmackDown versus Raw on the PlayStation for like 20 seasons. So, of course, I can run Impact.
There you go. Yeah, Mike, you've played WWE 2K15. Why don't you submit a resume to Impact?
Hey, some of those games do have Booker modes.
Note to self, Billy Corgan.
Yeah.
The new owner of NWA.
NWA kind of sort of like became a member of The Walking Dead about 15 years ago. That's the problem with
Let
them.
Let that sink in.
Yeah. You know, so I didn't say the word zombie.
No, zombies are popular right now.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. So yeah, you know, I'm interested in seeing a couple episodes of, Impact, especially and including the latest one, because my buddy, Ravenous Randy Myers, actually, wrestled a match on Impact. So I'll be checking that out. You guys remember Randy Myers? Well, Omega, you should.
Pizza party.
There you go. Yeah. Mike, I don't know if you know who we're talking about.
Trying to remember.
Yeah, quick, to the Google machine. So, yeah. If
cock
you rock.
Of, yeah, cock of the walk who always rocks the hawk.
There you go. I am very impressed, Omega, that you didn't Google that or anything. You just remembered it off the top of your head.
I don't know why my brain stuck with that, but it did.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, it's catchy. You can dance to it. I'll give it an 85.
Wait, okay, sorry. ECCW. All right, I'm good.
There you go. Well, again, another friend of mine, Mr. Name Dropper, known as Tim Stein. I've known him since 2005, Stampede Wrestling Calgary, after which time he moved to Vancouver, the West Coast, to wrestle ECCW. And it doesn't stop there. He actually worked shows for me in Calgary here, Canadian All Pro Wrestling. He took on a hotshot Johnny Devine, who actually changed his name to Dungeon Master Johnny Devine. I'm like, okay.
is he rolling dice to see how he does during the match, or?
Well, he was coming out to Johnny Cash music, so that was cool. Yep. But, yeah, no, he challenged Johnny Devine for the Commonwealth title. And the show got packed because, like, you know, it was Ravenous Randy wrestling his first match in Calgary in like 10 years. So almost 10 years, like 8 or 7 or something like that. So that's almost 10. But, yeah, hopefully it leads to bigger and better. Unfortunately, from what I heard, he was used to get his opponent over. And of course, if our producer's around, Rock, maybe he's just got his mic turned off and he's not listening, so whatever. Hey, it happens. So, yeah, moving on from here, Omega, is this going to cause you to be sad?
What, that he's lost a match on Impact?
No, we've moved on to the next subject. RVD done with WWE.
You know, it doesn't stun me, really.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, it's been a while now. Like, he's made it clear that he does not want that kind of road schedule anymore. I frankly don't blame him at this point in his career.
Like, yeah.
I think he's more than earned the ability to just choose when and where he wrestles and not really have to go, you know, slog it out on the road, you know, 300 days out of the year, you know, working whatever contract WWE would stick him to. It's unfortunate, like, but at the same time, like, I haven't been seeing him anyway, so it's not like I miss him on my WWE anymore. It's been too long. And the last time he had a run with the WWE, he just wasn't utilized well. Like, he was one of those where, even though he was phenomenally popular, he's just kind of there to make others look good.
Mm-hmm.
Which, at this point in his career, you know, he's starting to get to that point, but at the same time, he's also really fucking good at what he does.
Not to infringe on anybody else's gimmick, but yeah. I'm sorry, it struck me.
No, like I think it's been a couple of years. I've kind of settled in with the idea that if I see RVD in the WWE again, it's going to be at a Hall of Fame ceremony.
Quite possibly. Potentially, maybe. Do you think that he'll be inducted?
No, I think he'll be there selling beers in the aisle. Yes!
Okay. Some people don't think that he'll be inducted, but at this point in time, whether he's deserving or not, they might have to, because they have a bad habit of overbooking every single year for their Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So the odds are extremely good we'll probably see RVD in there in the next few years.
We're about 3 years away from inducting pro players on YouTube.
Yep. There you go. But he suffered a concussion like just 13 months ago and has had a visual impairment as a result of the concussion that he suffered. I can relate. I had vision problems for about 2 or 3 years after my head injury before it, you know, cleared up. Not a lot of fun. And of course, if you're having a hard time seeing in the ring, it's not the same thing as being a one-legged wrestler.
Well, there's some things that you can overcome. Okay. Give Zach Allen credit. He was overcoming, you know, a really big physical disadvantage in order to perform.
Yep.
Don't take any of that. I might make fun of him from time to time because it's still like an absurdity of life, but all the credit in the world to him for, you know, doing what he was capable of doing. Vision is a very different beast. Like, yep. You can't compensate for the fact that you can't see clearly.
Unless you're the star of a martial arts movie. Apparently, that's the only time that visual impairment is not an impairment.
Oh, dear God.
But yeah, when it's about the safety of the performer in the ring and when you are dealing in a business that's all about high impact and precision to make sure you do not accidentally hurt other people.
Or yourself.
Or yourself, yeah.
It's kind of understandable that he's not going to be able to work for WWE as a result. Now, the one thing that this is a bit of a surprise to me. Papers were filed as part of RVD's ongoing divorce proceedings.
See, that's the sadder news to me out of all of this.
Is that he's divorcing his wife or his wife is divorcing him?
Well, because... I knew that was going on, but I hadn't heard any updates.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, cause I still remember One Night Stand where, you know, the first, you know, as soon as he's got that belt, he's fighting through the crowd and getting all the way up the side of the Hammerstein ballroom. Cause that's the first person he wants to go hug.
Is his wife. Yeah. Didn't he also stand very, very close beside her? She underwent, she was like going through cancer.
I want to say yes.
Yeah. I'm like practically positive.
Yeah, it's been a while since I heard the story, but that sounds right.
Yeah. And then, you know, this happens just a few years later. It's a sad thing. It's too bad. But sometimes it's the best choice of a whole bunch of bad choices. And if this is the case, well then, I wish both of them well in their future Indeed. Endeavors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to make it sound like I'm dismissing them from wrestling or anything, but you get the idea.
It's not a case of dismiss. It's more of like a get better, do better, all that stuff. Or I'll see you in the long haul.
Yeah. Do what's best for you guys and exactly. we'll see you on the other end of the tunnel.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Yeah. So that said, we're going to be taking our first time out of the evening, everybody. You're listening to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Just in case, and I know we haven't told you yet, it's a case of WTR Pick'em tonight, by the way. So towards the end of the show, we're going to play Clash of Champions Pick'em. You get a chance to say who you think's going to win what match next Sunday night. And if you get the most right, then you win Pick'em. That being said, we'll have the trivia answer on the other side of this. We'll be back right after that. Say it's easy coming up and trying to be the best. I'm calling bluff, you looking tired, man, you need a rest. You trying to graduate ahead of class, cheat the test. Homie, I ain't even trying, I just be the best. Championship rings, yeah, I got a few. Gold medal, first place, what I gotta do. Hard work, dedication, never quitting. Now you're looking at a champion. You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gang bang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird. Why? Becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
Oh, I thought the people were going to be showing at the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here. That's a horse you have, that's a horse you. Not the pelvic thrust. Is that Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I know.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'll have to wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Hey, Margarita!
Oh, I hated that song. Rock, I think you just replaced the song in my head with the worst song. Now I'm watching some Hispanic dude do it in my head. Oh, now it's being cross-referenced with the guy, the Asian dude. Oh, they're having a mess. Macarena.
Margarita style.
Macarena style.
Tune in to CV Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after the Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because the Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of the Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with the Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The Chosen One.
The journey of the Chosen One has begun in WWE 2K18. Follow his path from WWE NXT Hopeful. to WWE superstar, to one day being WWE Hall of Famer. Watch the rise and fall of the Chosen One. Only at youtube.com/rackradioshow.
The Chosen One.
This is Matt Hardy, version one, and you're listening to WTR Sunday Night, along with the biggest MFers on the planet. And they're setting up and learning from the Sensei of Madison. So make sure to tune in each and every week and catch WrestleTalk Radio. And in closing, I am the one! Oh.
And welcome back, WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, www.wildtalkradio.com. Hey, we stream live simulcast whenever we do a live webcast on the TuneIn app, and it's 100% free. Download it to your mobile device, phone, or tablet. Search Wild Talk Radio Network. Add us to your favorites. You can listen to us on the go wherever you might happen to be. That'd be cool. I use the TuneIn app on a regular basis. Do you guys?
Actually, every night, now that I think of it.
There you go. I was about to say, you're supposed to say yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's legit.
Legit, yeah. No, TuneIn is great. It's, not just WTR programming, but there are radio stations I like to listen to that I can't get locally from around the world that are pretty cool that are on TuneIn as well. So I tune into that when we're not live. What's really cool is I can actually just plug my phone into the aux on my car stereo when I'm driving around. That's kind of pretty awesome, sort of. But
yeah, I miss the good old days.
So anyway, top of the webcast, I introduced a little bit of trivia to you. Where did the "you suck" chants originate? How did that come about for Kurt Angle's entrance music? Omega, you said you knew.
I said I thought I knew.
Okay, so
and
what
I was
do you...
I was searching my memory bank, and after long, hard deliberation, I think I have the answer.
Okay, and what do you think the answer is?
Vince Russo did it.
Mike, what do you think the answer is?
I believe it was Edge did it.
Ding, or ding, him. Ding, it might have been
ding,
him.
Ding, 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 ding. Go ahead and click on that. It was a little skit in the back between matches. The whole thing. Edge showing Kurt Angle pictures. And on the back of all of the pictures, he wrote things like, "You suck." And then he hands the thing up to Kurt, and Kurt lifts the pictures up. And it says, "Yes, I do suck." And the crowd grabbed onto it. And that is where the chants began. And that's the trivia. Next week, we'll have another one for you. Some of these will be really, really super easy. Some of them will be really, really not so super easy. Was that one easy?
Yeah, it was too easy for me.
It depends on how fast you can Google.
There you go. Yeah, not everything will be, not every answer to these trivia questions will be Google-able. Most of them probably will be, though. So... because it's too easy to figure out most of the answers on Google, the odds are really good that we'll just do this for shits and giggles and not for like prizes or anything. Unless it's a really, really tough one that you are going to have a hard time finding if we ever have prizes available to give.
But
that's that for this week. Next week could be another one. In the meantime, are you guys awake?
Barely.
Right. I need some coffee.
There you go. Well, apparently Matt Hardy has, woken up.
Good for him.
The Woken Area began last Monday night on Raw. He sends Bray Wyatt to deletion. Matt Hardy threw out a tweet that he has been woken, but he will always be broken. What do you think about the slight alteration in the gimmick now that he's allowed to use it?
It's interesting. Like, it's interesting to me just how close they can come.
Yeah.
and still apparently not trigger a legal battle.
Right.
Because literally, we swapped one word for another word, and that those words even rhyme, no less.
There's two letters difference.
And so far, everything else seems to be about the same. You know, he's referenced Senor Benjamin in his videos without actually showing him.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's coming to WWE.
I mean, for the most part, right now. It's like they're
up the videos.
They're up to this point, Mike.
Yeah. Up to this point, they have not, because there's still a matter of, if TNA at the time had the legal right to use his image in the first place. But, you know, his Vanguard 1 Twitter account fired back up. He's wearing the same coat, so he looks exactly like his character from TNA.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting just to see how much of that character gets in, because clearly they want it. Clearly they've, you know.
Vince has already given him the okay. Do whatever the hell you want.
They're giving him creative control.
Like, well, let's face it. I'm just going to say, you know, like TNA, the broken gimmick was like the biggest thing for TNA.
It was the only thing for TNA.
Right? And they're not acknowledging TNA per se, but they are acknowledging that this gimmick is so over that it should work in the bigger audience.
I'm actually surprised, because typical WWE, typical Vince would reject something like this based solely on the fact that it was a creation outside of the company that, you know, that was so popular that he wanted to do it in his own company.
Yep. Now, here's the thing. They gave, Vince totally destroyed the NWO.
Oh, yeah.
When he adopted it, like, he buggered it right up. He didn't give those guys the total creative freedom that Matt is now, going to be enjoying.
The difference is the NWO was an Eric Bischoff style creation.
Yep.
Where there's creative influence, but only because those guys were so influential in the company, you know, rather than, you know, the creative level, which was basically all NWO all the time.
Yep.
When we talk about the broken gimmick, you're talking something that is solely a Matt Hardy creation, that Matt Hardy has shown that he can make it work when his ideas are adhered to. You're in a situation where you kind of have to let him have creative control because he's the only one who knows what to do with it. I think he's one of those type of characters where if you give it to somebody else, it'd be like, well, he's crazy and he's white hair now, so he just talks weird and randomly shouts at people.
He's lying dormant inside this vessel that is Matt's body.
It's just something that's like, you can tell it's a character of personal creation because I don't think anyone could write for that character.
Yeah. So, I'm interested to see, what progresses. I mean, all of a sudden, with very little buildup, I am very interested in, Woken Matt versus Bray Wyatt right now.
It's the perfect opponent to start with, isn't it?
And the funny thing about it is that they had a Twitter war before.
Which was leading up to this entire thing once they got the go-ahead to be able to do it. Not to break Twitter kayfabe.
Yeah, which is amazing because... Because this Twitter war has been happening when he was in TNA.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I hate to... God, I can't believe I'm going to admit this, but I'm actually glad that one of these feuds is actually a thing.
Mm-hmm.
People see it on Twitter. It's like, you know what? Let's put it into action.
Why can't we actually see this? Because they're in two separate companies. Oh, well, not anymore, kids. With the injury to his brother, Jeff, Jeff's out long term, has been out long term, will be out long term. What else were they going to do with Matt?
Nothing.
I mean, like.
Nothing at all.
Yeah. The question is, did this come at the right time for Matt Hardy? That actually, in my opinion, that question's a non-starter, don't you think?
Well, yeah. Like, this, there's gotta be somebody, and I hate to say it, you know it's true.
Yeah.
There is somebody backstage in WWE that's thrilled that Jeff Hardy got injured.
Uh-huh.
Because it gives them that excuse to pull the trigger on the big time viral gimmick that is broken Matt Hardy all that much sooner. We don't have to write in any kind of breakup storyline. We don't have to turn one of them face or heel. We can just do it now.
Like, well, let's throw in that caveat. They're not thrilled that Jeff's injured. They're thrilled at the opportunity to be able to do it without having to worry about working for it.
But it is one of the time. Well, I'm just saying, it's like, overall, yes, you're right. But this is one of the few times in the Hardys' career where Matt is being seen as more marketable than Jeff. And in this case, Jeff was kind of what was holding them back from really doing what they wanted, which was the broken gimmick.
Yep.
And now they can work it, you know, they can kind of work it in gradually. And when Jeff is ready to come back, you know, maybe we won't see Jeff Hardy. Maybe we will see Brother Nero. Or sibling Nero, I guess now.
I hope it'll be Brother Nero.
Well, the odds
brother are pretty, Jeff.
The odds are really good. It'll probably be Brother somebody.
Well, right? I think it's the brother part that you'd have to skip over. Because Nero's his middle name. Like, they can't really do much about that.
Nope. Which is really weird, by the way, to name your kid Nero.
Yeah, heard worse.
It just leads to a really, really bad joke about his house burning down. Which, yes, did happen a few years back. Oh, the way my brain works sometimes. Anyway.
Kids, never leave your meth lab unattended.
This is absolutely true. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's Raw just for this part of it.
Is it weird that a TNA gimmick is the reason you're looking forward to Monday Night Raw?
Kind of strange, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, there are other things that are supposed to happen tomorrow night that I'm looking forward to seeing, but I want to see the continuation of this feud.
I mean, to be fair, I'm looking forward to SmackDown because of AJ Styles and Bobby Roode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! That is happening, isn't it?
Guys,
No, that's not well... Is that happening?
Well,
I'm just talking in general. I didn't see a match between them booked.
No. It's going to be a match. They're going to, you know, they've started teasing it. They're going to keep teasing it. But don't forget, AJ is still facing Jinder next Sunday night.
Yeah, and Bobby Roode is up against Corbin and Ziggler.
And my question is, do you figure that this is the time they're pulling the trigger and putting the U.S. title on Bobby?
Oof.
Yeah, that's tricky. Corbin hasn't had it for a while, but management is so high on Bobby Roode right now.
And still not that high on Baron. Even though they did give him the title. But has he really done anything since he's had the title?
I mean, besides beat the Miz, that's about it.
Yeah, who hasn't done that?
Yeah, that was SmackDown versus Raw.
But yet the Miz still keeps the title. Anyway.
But, yeah, so that's going to be interesting when that finally fires up. Speaking about title holders, who's next for Brock Lesnar? Apparently, Vince and Creative are not really putting a lot of faith in Finn Balor at the moment.
Oh, Lord.
Who does Brock face at Rumble?
God, you've literally built up nobody. This is where we get back to the glass ceiling debate that is Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
They booked everything so that Roman could get over for years now, and now it has left them with this desolate wasteland of contenders, none of which have any real credibility toward a world title, much less against Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
I don't know, so WWE like seriously wrote themselves into the corner on this one. Like,
do you just feed him a throwaway challenger then? Because we know that they're going to pull the trigger on Roman Brock at WrestleMania, right?
Maybe.
That's, you know, that's
I'm not holding my breath on that.
Well, that's what everything has been pointed to, and that's what everything is still pointing to.
But see, there are a lot of other possibilities as well.
There are always, you know, like Mr. Spock said, there's always possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
But, that, as of right now, that is the, general consensus of what's going to happen. And we are, as of right now, what, 4 months away from them locking up with each other? Can you have them lock up with each other before then?
I don't know if you can. Mm-hmm.
You've got Seth currently teamed up with Dean Ambrose, feuding with The Bar. And Roman is going to be feuding with Samoa Joe for the title. Who's left? Really? Braun? Why? You going to revisit that old story? You're working your ass off now at obviously, apparently, getting Braun over as a babyface, which is kind of funny. All you had to do was turn him loose on one baddie, and he's already over, even before that happens.
Well, you didn't even have to do that against a baddie. People just really love a train wreck.
Yeah. But the thing about it is, you know, for a big guy, Braun is actually good in the ring.
I was just going to say
that was part of the, you know, part of the pleasant surprise. Go ahead.
Yeah, like I can remember the reports when Vince really wanted to push Braun to the moon, and everyone said, "Oh, but we've seen him in NXT. He's not that good. He's just a big guy, a big lumbering guy." And then someone went, "No, wait, watch." And give him credit. They have booked him brilliantly to the point where he could avoid all of his weaknesses until he worked them out. And he's been getting a lot better at that.
Yeah.
As much as I really want to harp on Vince for being out of touch, every now and then he still gets it right. He still sees something that the rest of us kind of miss.
Yeah. Well, it's a case of, you look back at it now, maybe he was being misbooked in NXT.
He was a rosebud. What do you think?
Well, there's that too, yeah. I was trying to forget that.
Everyone is.
But it's impossible when other people keep bringing it up, Omega.
What did he was a rosebud?
Stop it!
Don't be a lemon.
Stop it now! Oh, shit. Yeah, but, like, seriously, who's on the roster? Could you bring somebody in from SmackDown to challenge Brock?
Well...
How about Brock versus Jinder at Rumble?
Let's not.
Well, here it is. The Rumble itself is the main event, so why not? You were going to initially do it anyway.
Well, here's two problems with that. One problem is, I think that... I think Jinder's going to get another match for the WWE title. I understand that, you know, rematch clause, blah, 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 but I think this is not done with Jinder and AJ.
Okay.
Because, like, at the end of the day, it's... Jinder's too good of a heel right now.
Which is kind of weird to hear somebody say Jinder and good in the same sentence.
Very weird. Very weird. But, nevertheless...
I'm not saying he's not good, it's just weird to hear it.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you'd backpedal that.
Well, hell yeah, I kind of have to.
But also, it's like, okay, so what can we see here? You know, Jinder's not done. Jinder's definitely not done with the title picture. I mean, who's he gonna face? Who's he gonna feud after AJ? My point exactly.
Yeah, he doesn't really have anybody. This is what I'm saying. Why can't you cross him over? The other option... I'm going to throw this to you, Omega. Would you pet Brock and Cena at Rumble?
I'm too tired of that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of tired, right?
That was the first major, Brock is the monster champion feud.
Yep.
You know, that's the, that's the match I really want to go back to and just enjoy on a very personal level as Cena gets his guts suplexed out over and over and actually gets squashed in a main event on pay-per-view. But I can't because there's this kid who won't stop screaming, "Let's go Cena," into the microphone.
Yep.
Fucking hell.
Yep. Oh, this is totally, totally not related. It just popped into my head. I'd love to see a last man standing match where somebody does the same thing that Cena did to Batista with the duct tape. Do the duct tape to Braun Strowman.
I quit.
No, here it is. You get to the count of eight and Braun Strowman actually rips the tape.
I was going to finish with you.
It's Braun Strowman. So they like duct tape his wrist to like the other side of the ring post or something.
Yeah.
And then just the ref gets to eight and Braun just rips the entire cover off of it.
Yeah. I mean, like, here it is, right? This, we've seen the last man standing match. We've seen people getting tied to the ring post. We've seen Cena duct tape Batista. And that was great, you know, cause you've never seen that before. But here's the updated version, the new twist to that is have the big guy rip the tape apart.
See, that's good. Because I have seen those kind of endings. I've seen those kind of bullshitty, aren't we so clever as writers style ending?
Yeah.
Way too many times. So I would love to just mock it with something like that.
I mean, if I had a guy that was as, when I was running shows, that was as big and strong and, you know, deadly dangerous as Braun. And they did a last man standing match. I would have told them this is how you do it. Figure out how to make sure that he could rip the tape after having it wrapped around his wrists a couple of times. But yeah. Get really cheap dollar store duct tape. What do you think?
I'm sure you can get weak tape. This is metallic.
Oh yeah.
It looks pretty for the camera.
Mm-hmm.
But you know. They managed to get how many ladders that are look steel but are clearly made of wood.
Yeah. Well, all you have to do is grab some silver masking tape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's available. You can buy silver masking tape.
Well, yeah.
It's just paper. You rip right through it. But on the cameras, as long as you don't go up super close in high def, it's going to look like duct tape. So that would be a nice twist, I think. That'd be kind of cool. Still doesn't answer who's going to fight Brock at Royal Rumble.
I think we can all say it's a toss-up.
It's a case of we can't answer that question because I don't think WWE currently has an answer to that question.
Nope.
Did you all suggest Triple H versus Brock Lesnar?
No.
No.
Okay. Just asking.
And we don't intend to either.
you know it's going to be John Cena, right?
I brought up John Cena.
Okay. Just making sure.
Did you not hear me say, what about Cena? See, the problem is, you weren't listening. We all said how tired we were of that match.
I know you're tired of it. I'm just saying it's probably going to be John Cena. Because in case of emergency, you break out John Cena.
No!
Keep him behind the glass. I brought up Jinder Mahal, Brock.
I heard that.
Okay, that you heard and then you walked away and didn't hear Cena.
And I wanted to get something to drink at that point. So.
Even talking about Jinder Mahal is the kitchen break. Holy shit. I'm sorry, Raj. I really am.
You said it. I didn't.
It's their fault. They led me there. I apologize.
Always blame us.
All I said, I was getting water. That's all I said.
I didn't specify who they were, Omega. I just said they. I didn't specify.
The voices in his head told me.
Will not be martyred by you.
There you go. Oh, hey. Local news. PWA, Prairie Wrestling Alliance, based out of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, run by my good buddy Kurt Sorokin. Their 15th anniversary is coming up. Guess who one of the headliners is going to be on that card?
Who, Tim?
Her name's Tennille.
Okay, tie it in, Tim.
The artist formerly known as Emma. So I'm looking forward to the 15th anniversary show for PWA. PWA is going down under. What about the WWE?
It's an awful tie-in, but it worked.
I know, but it still worked. It worked no matter how badly.
So isn't it interesting that a group of folks are trying to sell out 10,000 seats somewhere and all that talk about 10,000 seats and WWE is now trying to do 100,000 seats?
Well, why not? They did 50,000 people in 2002 for the Global Warning pay-per-view, a tour. Sorry, not a pay-per-view, but a tour. 50,000 people attended the live event down in, where was it, Melbourne?
Mm-hmm.
So they want to top of that in a big way this year, hoping to sell 100,000. And here it is. It would be a pay-per-view event.
Just when they start eliminating them, they're bringing another one back.
There you go. So they're not eliminating. They're just rejigging shit. It's WWE. They rejig shit.
It's just amusing that everyone's talking about the 10,000 seat, you know, show that a certain group of people are trying to put on. And hey, we're going to go bigger.
No. So that's all fine and dandy. If they're going to broadcast the event on pay-per-view, they're going to make people in Australia get up super early to come watch it.
It'll be, what, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock?
In the morning.
That's not early.
Well, still, you got to get up at like 6, 7, 8 o'clock.
Aww.
Well, that's early. Shut up.
People don't complain.
If you can afford that ticket, then you can afford. Then you're used to getting up at that time.
Yeah, there you go, probably. So, but, yeah, is this going to be any kind of a special pay-per-view just because they're holding it in Australia?
One would hope.
Like 20 years ago, sure, it's special and it's a big deal because it's like half a world away. But nowadays, well, the world is such a smaller place anymore.
Events like this, they have something special to them just in it's going to be such a different atmosphere. It's going to be such a different type of crowd.
Yep.
I mean, it's a pay-per-view. It's a WWE pay-per-view on foreign soil where they've never run a pay-per-view. We're going to get a different vibe from the audience than we've ever gotten.
How many different pay-per-views outside of North America have they had? They've done a couple in England.
See, I think beyond that, you're just down to like network specials, you know?
And that's pretty much it, isn't it?
They did the one in Japan for Beast from the East.
Yeah.
That was that not? I thought that was an NXT pay-per-view.
No.
With Brock Lesnar?
That was the Brock, yeah, it was the Brock Lesnar show.
They had NXT members on that show.
They had they had Finn Balor versus
Joe.
No, Owens, wasn't it?
Was it Owens? I thought it was Joe.
I believe it was
Finn won.
Beast from the East.
I'm just imagining the Brock Lesnar NXT show where I can just imagine him destroying Adam Rose and then just crush Adam Rose and then jump out of the ring and eat the rosebud shaped like a banana.
It was the night Finn Balor beat Kevin Owens to become
to become
the NXT champion.
There you go.
Also on that show, Chris Jericho and Neville stole the show.
I remember that Balor won.
Mm-hmm.
He came out as the demon.
Well,
right?
Of course. It's yeah. Japan.
Well, yeah, okay. You got a point there.
Got to run that gimmick.
And Brock destroyed Kofi.
It was Kofi. That's right. Because I remember Brock squashed somebody. But who the fuck was it again? Oh, Kofi. Yeah, that's why. So anyway, there's that, and that is that, and I think it's time for our second time out of the evening. We come back for Pick'em with Clash of Champions. I'll explain that to you on the other side of the break. Gang, you'll listen to WTR, Sunday Night Wrist Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, second last show of 2017. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com, and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Celebrate the most joyful time of the year with the most festive person on the entire Wild Talk Radio Network. Mr. Holiday himself, Lone Jobber.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my show! I'm Stubber Claus!
Decorate your trees. Light your candles. For 20 crazy days.
My matzah is amazing. And I gotta say, my challah makes the girls holla.
Join the keeper of the kippah, a.k.a. the maker of the matzah, a.k.a. the Kwanzaa king, a.k.a. Jobber Claus. For 20 days of Jobber, the starting December 12th, right here only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ho, ho, ho!
There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your...
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
Success in life comes when you simply refuse to give up on a mission so strong that obstacles like failure and loss only act as motivation. I mean, like, no one has the power to shatter your dreams unless you get something telling me to stop. I never do that in the name of love until I've given it my all and it just ain't enough. See, even if it's getting realer than they say it was, straighten up. Who's afraid of what? Players get involved. No, you work hard till you're better off. 24/7, 365, never off. Look at me, I'm nocturnal, I don't sleep. My eyes heavy.
And welcome back, WTR Sunday Night, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, also known as Wrestle Talk Radio. A little bit of the hesitation coming back from the break. This is what a sneezing fit will do. Just remember, kids, every time you sneeze, an angel has an orgasm.
At Flames Forums.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure that's not how that goes.
Nope. Nope. I think I'm certain that's not how that goes.
Yeah, well, if it is, man, don't you wish you were an angel? Anyway. Speaking of which, a little bit of trivia before. Did you know that pigs can experience 30-minute long orgasms?
At Flames Forums.
Are you aware that a lion can experience
up to 50 in one day.
Okay, you win. Fuck you.
I mean, quantity or quality here?
When it comes to something like that, I'll go for quality. Quality overcomes quantity, I think.
This is not the discussion to use the word overcomes.
Thank you.
Outdoes?
No. Quantity and quality? Quantity or quality? Yes.
Quantality.
So we're here to talk about Clash of Champions airing next Sunday on the WWE Network.
You see how he did that? He just made sure that, like, he got us back on track. I mean, like, what the hell?
You can go back to talking about that, or we can talk the pay-per-view. Whichever you want, Tim.
Wait a second. The Usos are taking on the New Day, are taking on Rusev and Johnny English, are taking on Benjamin and Gable? Usos, New Day are teaming up with each other?
It's a four team matchup, Tim.
So...
Oh, anyway, so... I'll read the card to you, and then you can do your thing. Okay?
Well, you see, I'm just, killing time here while I'm setting this shit up for randomness.
You can email your picks to media@wildtalkradio.com. You can post them in our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/wildtalkradionetwork, or you can tweet them at wildtalkradio throughout the week, especially when the full card is announced, probably after Tuesday. Knowing that, will be Friday at 2 p.m. So, let's get this show underway. We'll start with the matchup Tim was sort of trying to figure out. It's the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Titles.
You actually had to start with that match, you bastard.
It's the Usos defending against the New Day, against Benjamin and Gable, against Rusev and Aiden English. Because every day is Rusev Day, oh my god.
Someone needs a new calendar.
He has a t-shirt now. He's so happy with it.
Yeah, we used to be the undefeated Bulgarian brute, and now he's imagining his own holiday.
Mm.
It's amazing, though. Him on Total Divas is amazing, though.
He's not on Total Divas. He's on SmackDown.
He's also on Total Divas. It's amazing.
Is it just me, or does Lana not use her fake accent on Total Divas?
She does not use her fake accent.
She uses her real voice.
She does.
It's so weird to hear it, though.
Rusev bonding with Larry Steve the Pig was amazing. Go check out the Rack Extra. Total Divas now available at RackRadioShow.com. Omega, pick the match.
I don't know. It seems easy. Just pick the faces, doesn't it?
But are the Usos faces or are they baby faces?
I don't know anymore. The Usos confuse me.
They confuse a lot of people. Speaking of the Usos, you gotta go out of your way, and it's on the WWE's YouTube channel, of watching the Uso do Naomi's entrance. Then she does his entrance. And he is scared shitless watching her do his entrance.
Okay. Is it old Uso entrance?
No, it's current Uso entrance.
Oh, bullshit.
But she puts on like a beard and everything.
See, if she was coming out and doing the old war dance, I'd be so in.
But watching him try to do her entrance is amusing. When he tries to do the leap over the top rope, make a pick, Omega. Stalled enough for you.
Let's go with the Usos.
Alright, Mike, where are you leaning?
Usos.
Why?
They're right now, I don't see anybody else winning it until Royal Rumble, so I go with the Usos.
Alright, Tim.
And in a shocking twist, I'm going to pick Benjamin Gable.
How come?
Because it's a shocking twist.
Oh, okay. It is a random thing picker.
Random thing picker picked somebody. Rusev and Johnny English.
Aiden English.
Oh, wait a minute. Johnny English, that was a TV or a movie from England. A spice spoof. Johnny English.
It is for the SmackDown Women's Championship. It is a lumberjack match. It is Charlotte defending against Natalya. Mike.
Go back with Natty.
You think they're going to put it right back on her?
Yeah. No, you know what? No, I don't. Charlotte retains.
Omega?
Yeah, I've got Charlotte retaining.
Of course you do.
I mean, of course I do. I've got... This pay-per-view is a wasteland for me.
And you're only 1 point behind. Or 1 point ahead, rather.
I'm aware.
I protest.
Why do you protest?
Because I was leading. Now I'm protesting.
I had to review the booth because all my people were injured, so I need leading points.
I wouldn't say your people were injured. I think they just quit.
One of my guys got fired, okay?
So did his. He and Emma.
Yeah, one of his guys, Emma, got fired. His guy, Emma, was fired.
And then Neville walked out.
And hasn't come back.
Andrew McIntyre's injured.
And he also picked Jinder.
That was silly.
See, I didn't pick Jinder this time around. I wasn't silly.
All right, Tim, who you got?
Who are we talking about again?
Charlotte and Natty.
Well, it's a pay-per-view, and Charlotte is wrestling in a pay-per-view, so...
That was the thing before.
Yeah.
That was the thing until last year where she was undefeated. Now she's not so much.
Yeah, I know. I'm going because Natty. I'm going with Natty.
That's what we call in the business a homer pick.
In this situation, I'm not going to disagree.
Random thing picker.
Random thing picker. Pick Natty because a homer situation.
All right. Back to our conversation. Let's see. United States titles on the line. Bobby Roode, Baron Corbin, and Dolph Ziggler.
I'm laughing at random thing picker. You will too. Go ahead.
Random thing picker. We'll start with random thing picker. Random thing picker picks.
Dolph Ziggler.
Does Omega agree with the random thing picker?
Oh my god.
Or does Omega agree that he will laugh at random thing picker? Like I predicted.
Oh no, I will laugh heartily at it.
Oh, random thing picker. You so silly.
God, it all depends on whether or not the Baron Corbin thing is working or not. He hasn't really done anything since he got the belt other than beat the Miz.
No, and he's really annoying.
And he had that awesome feud with Sin Cara for like 4 weeks.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I keep forgetting, we can't keep a Sin Cara injury-free.
The character is cursed.
You know, just because it's... I don't think we're going to go an entire pay-per-view here without shifting a belt somewhere. I would bet this is... If it's going to happen, it'll be this match. I will...
AJ Styles.
Why? No, you think AJ's going to lose to him?
AJ Styles is so good he's going to win all the belts, even the women's championship.
No, let's go Roode. Banking on how high everyone is on him.
Are you kidding me?
Mike?
Oh, God. My points. I'm going to have to go with...
He's going to have to go with the an animal growl. Cool.
I'm going to probably have to go with Bobby.
And Tim?
Well, I'm not picking my pick because somebody else has picked my pick, so I just want everybody to know that I had picked my pick and decided what my pick was going to be when I first read the sheet, and my pick is Bobby Roode.
I was going to say your pick was Dolph Ziggler, but the random thing picker beat you to it.
Yeah, no, random pick Dolph.
Yeah. Let's go with career match. The career match of Owens and Sami Zayn. They take on Shinsuke Nakamura and Randy Orton. If Owens and Zayn lose, they're gone from WWE. Also, Shane McMahon is the special guest referee. All the twists and turns, Omega.
No, this is too rigged against Sammy and Owens to convince me, you know, to be convincing that they are going to lose this.
Mm-hmm.
This just seems ready for a swerve. I am legitimately expecting Daniel Bryan to turn here.
Really?
You imagine him going heel, or, you know, because he's trying to save his ROH buddies.
Oh, I have a feeling that's where it's going. I don't know if it's going to go here.
The odds are so stacked, I don't see how else they could. Like, I feel like they need to pull the trigger here. Just because they've kind of written themselves into a corner. Something has to happen here to where Owens and Sammy get out by the skin of their teeth.
Oh, here's something for you, just for shits and giggles. How about really spinning the dial and turning Shane?
That's too much.
It's a bit.
All right. Tim, who are you picking?
I'm picking Owens and Zayn, baby.
Mike?
Zayn and Owens because of Triple H.
Hashtag.
Shut up. Hashtag shut up.
Triple H movement. Tim, random thing picker.
I said hashtag shut up. Random thing picker. Oh, question. Is this like they're out of WWE or they're off SmackDown? They're fired from SmackDown.
WWE.
Okay, so that actually was stipulated,
mm-hmm.
Which just gives it away right there. Even random thing picker isn't fooled and picked Owens and Zayn.
And then it's the main event for
we think for
the WWE title. Jinder Mahal challenges AJ Styles. Mike.
AJ's keeping the belt.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think the gender experiment's done.
When you get jobbed to Triple H in India, it's not a movement. It's the fact they don't have any faith in you. Maybe they found out he's really from Canada.
Yeah. All right, Tim.
That's it.
So are you going with Canada boy?
I'm going with AJ, baby.
What about random thing picker?
Went with AJ, baby.
So that's WTR pick'em. More matches to be announced later this week because they need more than 5 matches on a show.
Obviously, they're going to have one more plus the pre-show match.
Probably 2 more.
That would be what I calculated in total.
No, 2 more and that pre-show match. So 3 more.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you meant.
I know.
Hacking on you.
Facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork is the best place to go to make your picks.
It is. If you want one of the worst places to go to make your picks, it's the men's room at the Stuckey's in Montana.
But if you do go to the Stuckey's in Montana, make sure you take a photo of your picks and then tweet them at King Kittens.
Because there's only one way we're going to get a chance to see what your picks at Stuckey's were, and that's with the picture.
Anyway, time for the all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Breaking news, just to update a prior story. There is no Stuckey's in Montana.
You Googled that?
You made me curious.
Yeah, okay, the last Stuckey's I went to was in Iowa.
Why did you say Iowa?
Because, for some reason, Montana stuck in my brain and not Iowa.
And isn't Montana funnier than Iowa?
It was just outside of Des Moines. Which, by the way, translates from the French into of nothing. So talk about nowhere USA, Des Moines.
That's Iowa.
Yep.
So, Omega.
Bobby Roode.
Mike.
I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, Bobby Roode.
I didn't put this matchup together. You guys did. Tim.
Yeah, it's so Bobby Roode, I can't even remember what the other one was.
Owens. All right, there you go. Kevin Owens loses to Bobby Roode. Next. Mike.
Finn Balor.
Did he just say Sin Balor?
Finn Balor.
He's got a lisp that's in reverse.
Spoilers on who's in the mask next.
Sin Balor. I get it.
He's not over, so we got to give you a new gimmick.
Great. He's going to dislocate
put on the body
his
suit.
Shoulder. Yeah. The other shoulder needs to be dislocated.
Oh, my God.
Sasha Banks.
All right, Tim, time for you to break it.
Yeah, you know, I love Sasha Banks, and that's all fine and dandy and everything. I can't stand that fucking bullshit, the hip-hop dance club music crap. And besides, Finn Balor's awesome. They play him at the beginning of the second period of all the hockey games. So Finn Balor, just for that.
The only man who can get a violin over in professional wrestling, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Mike.
We really did do this. Oh my God.
And think, it's only going to get worse.
It's That's our fault, Mike, and it gets harder from here.
Shinsuke, no. That violin, Shinsuke.
Okay, Tim.
Well, here it is. Bray Wyatt's music. You know what? The entire Wyatt family, they could be characters written by Quentin Tarantino, Quentin Tarantino's version of a Burt Reynolds movie from the 70s. What was the name of the movie I'm thinking of?
I don't know what damn movie you're thinking of.
It'll come to me.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah, it would be a cross between this movie and The Devil Zone, and that song would be perfect. The way Quentin Tarantino writes his movies, he goes through his record collection, picks a song, and puts it on and listens to it and starts writing his movies. And then next thing you know, these songs are popular because it, you know, Quentin Tarantino and his bloody movies. that. I could see happening. That would probably make for an interesting movie. That said, my pick is Shinsuke Nakamura.
All right, here we go.
Find out what that is.
You got time.
Yeah, hang on, you guys. I got to answer the phone. Hello? Hello? Huh, that's funny. I thought it rang.
Oh, Omega.
Okay, whatever.
It's the voices inside. They're talking to him.
It'll become clear in a minute.
Jeez, you got two songs that are amazingly well suited for both their people. I hate to go against her, but I think I have to go with Orton.
Mike.
Two great songs, two perfect characters, but only one song fits heel and face. Randy Orton.
Tim?
Yeah, you know, I love Bayley. Just like I love the boss. But it's my phone's ringtone. That's my phone's ringtone, and it wins.
Since I want to finish this before the first, second round before 2017 ends, and we're not going to do this next week, we're continuing on since we got a few more minutes. Let's go.
Oh, God.
Four more. Let's go.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
For a change, Tim, you're up. Go.
I hate somebody.
What?
The Rock versus Stone Cold.
Seen it.
Wouldn't mind seeing it again. And I don't mean the match. I mean the songs pitted against each other. God damn. Stone Cold.
Omega.
See, The Rock is someone I see as someone who almost doesn't need entrance music. It doesn't matter what The Rock comes out to. Mm-hmm. It's The Rock. You know, and I think for you can remember how often his entrance music was tweaked over the years, adding and taking away lines, adding a harsher edge to the music, both when he got popular, and then heel turn, and then going back again. Austin's never needed a tweak to his music.
And has never had a tweak.
Well, they let Disturbed do it for a little while, and that's about the only thing they ever did.
Yeah, there's a couple different versions.
Yeah, that. And then he had a heel theme nobody liked, so they just went back to the original.
It's a good thing that we didn't have the Ringmaster thing go up against the Stone Cold theme, man. That would be tough.
Yeah.
I had to.
Should have been the Ringmaster versus Rocky Maivia's theme.
Oh, sweet. I can't even remember Rocky Maivia's theme.
No, I can't either.
You know, of course, Rock's going to dig it up, and we'll hear it before the end of the night now, right?
Well, now that you said that.
Yeah.
No, Stone Cold's music sets the mood for Stone Cold coming out, which is what you want to do. Rock's music just announces that he's there, which anything could do. Mm-hmm. You know, you could have a Woozala go off, and if you associate it with a Rock, people are going to love it. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's just something about the glass shattering and the heavy beats that just tells you, yeah.
Someone's going to get a mud hole stuck in their ass and get to, dry.
It's about to get violent, yeah. Stone Cold.
So Stone Cold Steve Austin moves on. Next.
How?
He played both of them.
How are you that fast?
Okay, I could understand you would have gotten one, but both?
When both of them are sitting on my hard drive and all I
oh,
have
to- fuck, okay, here he had them, Omega.
You're welcome.
God, those, the sound, both of those are just the sound of mediocrity.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, the next official matchup.
I don't care what y'all say. Oh, it's time to rock and roll. Oh, this time I'm in control. Oh, right now I own the streets. I got the keys to the city. That's cause I get down. Oh, it's time to rock and roll. This time I'm in control. Oh, right now I own the streets. I got the keys to the city. That's cause I get down. Sometimes I wonder how I made it.
Oh. Mega?
Why do you make me do this?
Apparently, we did it to ourselves.
You did it to yourself.
There's always something... I like how Trisha's theme sounds. There's just always something about it that doesn't seem to quite fit her. And once again, Brock's music just fits. It sets the tone. And it's, again... one of those theme songs that just doesn't need anything. He's had it forever because he's always been the destroyer, and that's what it sounds like.
But that's the mojo.
More so.
Smart ass.
You already destroyed Joe.
So Brock?
Brock.
Mike.
Bork.
Tim.
Yeah, I love Trish just like I love Bailey, like I love the boss. I hate that fucking club music bullshit. Now, the reason why I react so vehemently to that
Someone who's had to play a lot of it is a nightclub DJ.
Yeah, thank you very much. I know you've heard the stories. Mike didn't, and one or two listeners haven't, so I just thought but. Sure, just go ahead and fill it in for me. Why don't you give him my answer while you're at it?
He's picking Trish Stratus.
Bork Laser. Fuck. This is going to be bad.
It's a big show.
Nope, we're fine.
Oh. Yeah, we're okay.
It's a big
we're good. Show. Yeah, stop, Rock, right there. Man,
all in favor of Taker, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, 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 aye.
Next.
Are you sure you really want me to go next?
Yeah.
I'm scared. Are you
scared?
You
think you know me?
Oh, boy. On this day, I see clearly everything is come to life. A better place in a broken dream, and we'll leave it all behind. I think I'm cute. Fuck. I know I'm sexy.
God damn it.
The drives are going wild. I've got the mood. I said chill up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy.
And now you know why I put this one last.
This is how you tell two people been co-hosting the same show for a long goddamn time.
We said the exact same fucking thing, the exact same fucking time, and I swear to God, everybody, we did not type that out with each other. Let's say this at the same time. It happened.
Fuck. God damn.
We even did the at the same time.
So, Mike, who you got?
Oh, nigga, you would start with me first. God damn.
Heart. He knows he's smart enough to start with you first.
Heart, break, Mike.
Oh, why has it got to be? Oh, son of a bitch.
You did it to yourself.
Fuck. Why did I do it to myself?
Because we picked this shit in the first round.
No. Y'all niggas picked the shit.
No. We moved these fuckers on. That's what it is.
Shawn Michaels.
Omega.
Stop that.
You sound like that when you did that.
I don't know if you can tell, but we both did that at the same fucking time. Again!
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah, bitch.
Let's have fun.
He's going Edge.
They're both awesome themes. They both sound great, and I could give Sean more points for actually singing his. How well did his theme fit him after he came back and after he started praying before every match?
I'm just a Christian boy.
Christian boy. It doesn't work. It's an amazing theme song. The longer he went, the more dated and out of place it was.
Somebody who's 45 years old coming out to sexy boy. I don't know.
A married, born-again Christian coming out to sexy boy. I'll take Edge.
Tim?
Well, yeah, you see, if we had been doing this in even 2000, the hands-down winner would have been Sean. Which would be amazing because he was nowhere to be found.
He was commissioner for a little bit. Showed up a couple times. Ed was still using "You Think You Know Me." You think you know me.
See, here's the thing. I could be driving down the street listening to CJ92 and I'll hear the song and I'm like, oh, they're playing Edge's theme. No, guy, it's all, they're playing Alter Bridge. This is where I get, tripped up a little bit. I'm loath to pick anybody that's using a mainstream rock song as their entrance. Because to me, that just smacks of laziness. But it's Alter Bridge on this day, I see clearly. You know, it's Edge's thing. That song is Edge.
But Sean's is Sean.
Sean was a prick and he was coming out and flashing his butt to people and wearing the heart-shaped sunglasses. That was perfect.
Heart-shaped.
Again, you know, he's just a Christian boy. Not God's toy.
Heart-shaped sunglasses, you say? I have them. They're sitting right here. They're sitting right here.
You've got Shawn Michaels sunglasses?
Yeah, they're sitting right here.
Why are they sitting right there? You're not a sexy boy.
They're on my desk.
I've seen pictures. You're not a sexy boy.
They're sitting on my desk.
Okay. Why are they sitting on your desk?
Because they're awesome.
So, like, you're going to rattle them to prove that they're there. And, like, we're supposed to say, oh, you know what? Those are the glasses. He's got the heart-shaped glasses, and he didn't wear them in a movie called Deliverance! I remember the name of the movie. I call it do-over. Omega, what do you think?
I think you need to pick.
Shit, you're supposed to back me up.
I picked Edge to throw you to the wolves.
You did, you little prick. Intentionally or otherwise? Okay, fuck it, I'm going with the Canadian. I never do that.
So you now just pitted Edge versus The Undertaker in the next round, just so you're aware.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yep. That's a thing you just did. Congratulations, Tim.
So if I had actually picked Shawn, it would have been Shawn versus Undertaker?
Yep.
Well, that's just as tough.
We know this.
So it's like, it doesn't matter. We're not going to win for losing either way.
I know. I'm just pointing that out.
Well, I'm just pointing it out to you. Don't fucking lay that at my door. It's not my fault.
It was, because you broke the tie.
No, shut up.
That's it. That's the show. We're done.
We are over and out, everybody. Hey, don't forget tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, it's the Raw Post Show, because he's too fucking born to come up with a good name for it.
Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap everything that goes down on Monday Night Raw.
Told you. And yes. Tuesday nights, 9:30 Eastern. No, I'm sorry, 9:30 Mountain.
No.
11:30 Eastern.
No.
What?
15.
Oh, quarter after. You changed the times just to fuck me up. You do that on purpose. 11:15 p.m. Eastern, 9:15 p.m. Mountain. Go to Twitch TV, twitch.tv/RackRadioShow for another edition of WTR Championship Professional Wrestling.
Yes. Rob will defend his championship against Omega in a rematch, and so much more. It's WTR Sims presents WTR Championship Professional Wrestling Live, twitch.tv/RackRadioShow. Archives available at youtube.com/RackRadioShow. Speaking of Tuesday night, Tim, it begins 20 days of holiday celebrations with hashtag 20 days of Jobber. We're going to start with Hanukkah. We're doing Christmas. Maybe some Festivus.
We call him Jobber Claus?
We call him Jobber Claus. We're going to do Kwanzaa. And
tell, you wear those fucking glasses, don't you?
No, I don't.
Bullshit, you probably do.
You
wear them during the rack. We'll get there.
We'll get there. But and and also, we're inviting you, Tim, for Boxing Day. So you've
what?
You've been
officially... That's a Canadian thing. What are you doing Boxing Day for?
Because it's part of the 20 Days of Jobber. So we want you to help us learn Boxing Day. Cool?
When?
On Boxing... in a few weeks.
Like on Boxing Day?
Yes. In quotation. Yes.
That's a Tuesday.
There you go. So... It's 20 Days of Jobber, beginning Tuesday night, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, available.
Did we do this shit last year?
No.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we talked about Boxing Day last year.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Anyway, check out 20 Days of Jobber coming daily via podcast right here on Wild Talk Radio Network.
There you go. Now getting to it, he wears his Shawn Michaels rose-colored heart-shaped glasses on Thursday nights during the rack with your host, Lindsay Ward.
We'll have our Clash of Champions preview, SmackDown Throwdown, NXT rundown, and so much more. It's the Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. So check out the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 7, Episode 5 review now available right here at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com. Check out the Rack Radio Show on all the social medias under Rack Radio Show. That's Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Twitch, Instagram. We're there. Just follow, like, subscribe, all that fun stuff for Rack Radio Show.
Yeah, and of course, Saturday night, midnight Eastern, of course, and get to it. The wild, the wacky, the unusual, the show full of guys that smoke so much of that crap, they see 40-foot-tall apes. CB Radio.
This week on the Greater Than Great Debate, we're doing holiday songs. If you have suggestions for holiday songs you would like to see on the Greater Than Great Debate list, you can tweet him at Lone Jobber. He is taking your suggestions. Now, go back and listen to last night's episode where we did Pez Dispensers, sponsored by Pez. See Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com.
Jesus Christ.
Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas, Santa baby. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Do not pick Jingle Bells. It's not a Christmas song. Now, with that rant out of the way, next Sunday night, programming note, we are on a little bit later because of Clash of Champions. Catch the pay-per-view, then tune in to WTR Sunday night to find out what we thought of the pay-per-view or the WWE Network special event. So probably about 9:05 Mountain, 11:05 Eastern will be on and give you a rundown. If you missed the pay-per-view, you want to know what's going on and don't care if it gets spoiled, tune in too. As well, also. Shit like that. And just a reminder, it'll be our last WTR Sunday night for 2017. The following week is Christmas Eve. The week after that, it's New Year's Eve. And so you're supposed to do shit and not be listening to podcasts.
And next week, we will announce who wins this current season of WTR Fantasy.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I do my best.
Let's all hope.
Like Muhammad Ali and taking the trophy before the fight even starts. All right, yeah. That being said, follow Wrestle Talk Radio on the Twitter machines at WTR Sunday Night. Check out the Facebook page at WTR Sunday Night, facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. Wild Talk Radio is also on the Twitters at Wild Talk Radio. And, of course, our Facebook page is facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. As always, I'm on Twitter. Yay! That was an interesting sound in the background. And you can follow me at FlamesForms. If you haven't done so yet, do so. I'm politically incorrect and damn proud of it. Where have you heard that before, kids? Think about it.
No idea.
There you go. And if you want to know who the hell Rafael Fatale is, I'm going to let Mike tell you.
Wait, what? Who? Huh?
What? Rafael Fatale.
Rafael Fatale would actually be my wrestling name, and that is my Twitter, actually.
You should pronounce it Fatale.
Oh, God, no. A black Italian? No.
Yes, why not?
No.
Hey, the Moors invaded Sicily. It happened, dude.
Anyway.
Historical fact.
I know it's a historical fact. But anyway, those who want, you know, shut up. Add me on the Twitter page, the WTR Oreo. I have a project coming up actually as well. It is also a simulation as well, so hopefully you guys join it. I have a thing on the Facebook, Dragon Honor Wrestling. It is a simulation with me and the friends. We're doing a couple things, and we're going to have fun. So, yeah.
Omega.
So, as usual, pretty much everything I do can be found under one name online, unless you are over on Facebook, in which case, search out TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, I am TJ Omega over on Twitter. For my YouTube, where I'm constantly posting new content, is TJ Omega. And then for exclusive stuff that YouTube doesn't like, it is TJOmega.net.
You're not supposed to do that in public anyway.
Don't judge.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to judge. It is 2017.
Say goodnight, Tim.
Goodnight, Tim.
WildTalkRadio.com.